This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey there, Craig here, back after a week of mandatory time in the rejuvenation foam, and I feel like I might have been acting kind of weird lately, so I do want to apologize, but now I'm back and I'm in perfect health. Okay, with all that out of the way, I'll transfer us over to the boss man so he can kick off the New York Comic Con show.
Greetings, people of Earth. This is your daily reminder that other dimensions are not real. And to drive this salient point home to all of you grown adults in your homemade Kylo Ren costumes, I have invited the creators of the hit Earth podcast Welcome to Night Vale to give this public service announcement.
I'm Joseph Fink.
And I'm Jeffrey Craner.
We're the creators of Welcome to Night Vale, but you might know us better from our Drive Time radio program, the Jeff and Joe Morning Show.
And also my solo project, Jeffrey Craner's Craner Shine. We're here on our own volition, a sound body and mind, to tell you that other dimensions are not real.
There is no Foon. The idea of Foon was created to distract you from the recent window of time in which Matthew McConaughey was making a comeback.
This is known as the McConaissance. So to recap, Foon, not real. McConaissance, very, very real.
If you hear of someone talking about Foon or believing in other dimensions,
be it your neighbor, your coworker, your husband, your wife, even your plants,
be sure and report it to the proper authorities, or simply scream. Screaming won't help you or anyone else, but you'll feel a lot better.
Just quiet your mind, forget about other dimensions,
Let the McConaughey wash over you.
We can't just let them continue to believe.
Can't let them get away with this.
We absolutely must not tell them.
Exactly. Now, you are free to go. Go and keep winning the awards that we're just happy to be nominated for. And now, without further delay, enjoy the show until I return later to tell you how it disappointed me.
From the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never heard the podcast before, what? You really trust someone in your life. Someone in your life that didn't want to have this experience by themselves. But, welcome. And this is everything you need to know. About 2.5-ish years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal through that dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, where we all are now. In the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I gotta say, the tavern is packed tonight. I mean, honestly, we sit at this table here, this very table, every week recording this podcast, and most of those weeks, the elves and dwarves and various other denizens of the tavern at best put up with us. So I'm just very excited that there are so many people in the tavern tonight that are happy we're here. And a couple people who are their spouses, maybe? But without further ado, I'd like to introduce my co-host, my good bud, my friend, Chunt the Talking Badger!
Do you mind if I sit over here?
No, please.
No reason. Why?
You know, lately the table's gotten bigger, so we just
and we all sit on one side, like one of us is having their last supper.
Yeah.
Are you having your last supper?
You know,
one of us will betray you.
Well,
it'll be me.
It'll be you. It'll be you. You know what? I live by the philosophy: make every supper your last supper.
Oh,
yeah. That's
unhealthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you eat like every meal is your last meal, you're going to just go nuts.
Yeah.
For your meal, you're just going to eat steak all the time or something.
Well, usually it's like, you know what? That next meal is going to be the one where I turn things around. But before that, this one last meal.
I've seen you have a notebook and all it says is tomorrow, salad. Mm-hmm. But it says that like 200 times.
Yeah.
But can that be your new catchphrase? Tomorrow, salad.
Tomorrow, salad.
It's true.
Try it on.
All right.
That's yours.
But tonight, everything else. Amazing.
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 John, what's the thing that you keep telling yourself you're going to do tomorrow that you keep putting off?
Oh, boy. I think finally use my one sperm. As you know, I just have one sperm. I don't know where it's currently at.
Yeah.
But eventually, I would love to sire a child.
That's right. For new listeners, small detail. Chunt, as a shapeshifter, has one sperm that he used to keep in a vial around his neck, and someday when he wants to have a child, you'll take it out and, like, poke it in and then use it, right?
I prefer load it in.
Load it in?
Yeah. Poke it in sounds pretty gross. I think,
sure.
I think load it in is a more palatable phrase.
Sure. I can sense the tavern losing interest immediately.
Oh, sure, sure. I always sense that. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
What's an Evan Hansen?
What's a what?
What's an Evan Hansen?
You know what? I've got to say, I don't know. I'm guessing this is an Earth thing?
I think so. I saw it on Twitter. If you don't want to tell me, just say you don't want to tell me. Don't be coy.
No, I want to tell
you. You're being a coy boy.
If I was on Earth, I would probably be like, oh, I know that that's a thing that I should know more about.
Well, I know that we record our podcast and that you eventually somehow upload it to Earth, but if there's anybody on Earth who can somehow hear this now, I would let those people know that they can email us at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with 6 T's. And if I see those emails during the show, I might read one aloud.
It's true. You have my phone right now because this is your hour of screen time a day.
Yep.
So I know this is impossible because people would be listening to this later, sending the emails, but I would love an email explaining what Evan Hansen is.
Oh, great. Yeah, that'd be great.
Absolutely.
Should we bring out the wizard?
Yes, please. Oh, God, please. We're also joined by my other co-host and good bud, Usador the Wizard.
And I am known in the Northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. Shut up! And there may be other secret names you do not know yet, and yea, speak not these names, think not even about them, for if one was to take shape in thine mind, your very nipples would grow to a length so obscene that even a snake would be turned off by them.
Even a snake would be turned off by them?
Ian.
Ian. Ian Hansen.
What?
Never mind, I don't even know what I'm talking about.
By the way, who is Angela Merkel? I'm thinking about asking her to join my quest. To smite evil.
Arnie, would Angela Merkel join Usador's quest?
Would I don't know.
What do you know? Let's play a game.
She probably
What do you know? You list three things you know.
Three things I know?
Yes, and you can't just repeat the last thing I say.
Oh, okay. Three things I know. Red light at night, sailor's delight.
One.
I also know if it's yellow, let it mellow. I only have two.
That's three. You know you only have two, so that's that's three. Yeah. That checks out.
Yeah. But you know what? You don't want to ever do anything in threes because then, look, this is a serious documentary podcast about life on Foon.
You're a very important journalist.
I am. Usador, I want to talk for just a moment about something that happened. We were hanging out in the back of the tavern before I set up my microphones and my laptop for the podcast.
Yeah, why do we do that?
Why
don't we just all sit at the table?
And
why don't we all just sit at the table while you're setting things up?
I don't want you near the microphones while I'm setting them up. I feel like if the two of you really understand how to set this stuff up, you don't need me anymore.
Fair enough. What was your question?
I noticed, you know, you're walking around and you accidentally dropped the Stone of Arthesis, a medallion that you keep, and it shattered.
Mm-hmm.
It made a big mess.
Yes, it made a very big mess. And then the souls of 47 sailors were set free.
There were 47 sailor souls in that Arthesis?
Uh-huh.
Why?
I hadn't gotten the other three to make an even 50 yet.
Well, Usador, I'm sorry. I know that those sailor souls meant a lot to you, and
I was going to cast a terrible hex with them. I don't love using the souls of innocent sailors to cast my magics, but it's a living.
Or as the important Angela Merkel once said,
Oh, Arnie's about to say something. He knows.
Did I do that?
Is that something that Angela Merkel says?
Sure. Oh, you're just dropping things left and right.
I don't need that. I'm fine.
What kind of souls were in that thing that you just dropped?
That was just water. We're fine.
Oh, okay. Great. Guys, I'm very excited about our guests. We have a couple of guests tonight.
I'm sorry, I let some cranes loose in here. They're whooping about, shoo, crane, shoo!
All the cranes came back was shoes. Nice job. Nice job, dipshit. Pants, crane, pants. They're not into it. The cranes are done with that bit.
But we have some guests you were saying.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, we've had all kinds of different magical creatures and races on the show before, but we've never had a phoenix.
Ooh. Oh my gosh, are we entering the Dark Saga portion of our podcast?
What's that?
Didn't you always forewarn us about a dark saga that a phoenix will arise?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. What? P.S., your jeans are looking a little gray today.
My jeans are looking a little gray.
Did you wash them?
Always remember, that's Chunt. He's a badger, not a wolverine.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I've been a little worried about my jeans. I think they're a little too tight. Can you see my Cyclops?
That's why you're the leader.
Well, anyway, I'm very excited to learn what it means to be a phoenix. I'm happy to introduce Wade the Phoenix to the podcast.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. I'm Wade, the Phoenix.
Wade, I feel like, first of all, are you okay?
God, it's been a tough one, guys. But everybody thinks as a Phoenix, you know, it's shit hot fire. That's what everybody thinks.
Yeah.
Phoenix, shit hot fire. Everything's on the up and up.
Yeah.
I tell you, that means to have things on the up and up, things gotta be on the down and down. Like, on the regs, and that happened today.
That happened today?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Well, for what few people don't know what a phoenix is, and
okay, who? For who? For who?
Wade, forgive mine friend, but there are many stupid people like him back on his realm of Earth.
All right.
Well, as I understand, like you're clearly a bird.
Sure, yeah.
You're clearly a sort of a fiery bird.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Is it true that if you die, you later rise like a phoenix? It's weird to metaphorize yourself.
Yeah.
Like to be like you a phoenix rise like a phoenix.
Yes. Yeah.
From the ashes
out of the ashes
of your death.
That's where the saying comes from.
Oh.
Yeah, no, yeah. In a nutshell, you know, 140 characters or less, a phoenix crashes in death, out of the ashes, I rise. Great. Good story.
That's great. That's a great safety net.
Yes. Do you know how many terrible deaths I have had as this phoenix? 12 terrible deaths as a phoenix.
12 terrible deaths?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I die a bunch of different ways. The problem is, don't get me wrong. It is great to rise out of those ashes, to become a success, specifically in the world of business. I'm mostly a businessman.
But you still die.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's terrible. Yes.
Guys, today I got the death knell. You guys know Bruce Pimms?
No.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of Bruce Pimms.
Restaurant critic Bruce Pimms?
Yes, I know him.
Yeah, you know Bruce Pimms.
Yeah, I know Bruce Pimms.
Bruce Pimms. Or any restaurant in town lives or dies on the words of Bruce Pimms.
Oh, yes. Oh. Chunt runs a restaurant also called Choo Choo's Chow.
Yeah, so if you could get Bruce Pimms there.
Can I get Pimms there?
Yeah.
Okay. Pimms goes where Pimms wants to go, all right? Pim, he follows the North Star, and the North Star, that's in his belly, you know? And if he's excited, he goes there. And Pimms went to my new venture, and he destroyed it.
Literally?
There was some things thrown, but then he wrote about it today, and he called it an utter catastrophe. And guys, I gotta tell you, I think I'm 12 hours away from those ashes happening one more time.
Oh, I'm so sorry to
you. You can't open a business in this town, right? You try to do something good. I'm sorry, I've had a couple, all right?
No.
You rise out of these ashes. You think it's gonna be great. You think it's gonna be great, right? I'm opening a restaurant. Who doesn't like to eat, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you like to eat, right? And yeah. I'm thinking, what do people like to eat? And then I think fondue. Who doesn't like fondue?
Oh yeah, I love fondue. Right?
It's like fondue is fun. But what's the problem with fondue? Because you always gotta be one step ahead. What's the problem?
It's too good.
Too goo. Too good. Goo.
Too good.
Good.
Too good.
Goo. Yeah, it's too good. Yeah. I know.
I feel like the problem with fondue is that if you're selling an experience, you want it to be one that people want to do more than once.
What are you putting down?
I mean, you want repeat customers, right? You don't want to sell an experience that people are like, well, did that.
Are you saying that's what the fondue experience is for you?
Well, look, I don't know what fondue is like on Foon, but I'm saying I've gone to a fondue restaurant on Earth and I did it once.
Because there was something lacking. Like you wanted something beyond the fondue experience to make you come back.
I wanted something beyond the fondue experience, which was I wanted to move on to other experiences.
Wade, what do you do to enhance the fondue experience?
All of us Phoenixes love fondue. But we as people who live many, many lives, often feel like the fondue experience, it's too short.
Oh no.
So you arrive, you walk in, it's cavernous, but in a nice way, you know. And we bring out the vegetables, we bring out the sauces, and we give you a crock pot. So the experience in and of itself lasts a good 7 to 8 hours. It's called a crock of ship.
Have you heard crock of ship?
It's called the crock of ship.
The crock of ship.
It's like, basically, it's got a big maritime theme.
Sure.
Yeah, that's the ship element. So all of the ingredients that we use are things that you would find on any kind of seafaring vessel. So we have the potatoes, we have the corned beefs, we have things of that nature. You're giving me this face here. I feel like I'm looking at GD Bruce Pimms right in the eyes.
I'm sorry. It just doesn't sound good to me.
Boo! Yes.
Why don't I? Thank you.
And also, one of the cranes in the audience can't hold their fucking bottle. Bad crane. Bad.
Now I always thought the problem with fondue was the sticks.
Are you a too short or a too long man?
I don't want them at all.
Oh.
I want to stick my hands into blistering hot oil.
He's a sadist.
You got to swing by a crock of ship, because let me tell you, you can stick your hand into any of these crocks that you want. It's gonna be a slow burn, but if you wait a good 4 hours, that thing's gonna be bubbling. You'll feel the pain.
I have nothing but time.
So Wade, it sounds like you've had a lot of business ventures that haven't gone well.
I've been through a lot, you know. You've seen some of them. I mean, they crash, they burn, you come on out again. I was big into festivals for a while.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not music festivals, I threw a park festival before.
A park festival?
Yeah, I felt like I rented a park, and I was like, I want an experience where a lot of people could come, and they could just relax, zen out, they could sit on a bench,
uh-huh.
They could talk to one another, they could chill, you charge like $30, and people could just come and be there. And then people told me, you're just charging people to enter into a park. Yeah.
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 That's what a park is.
Yeah, and then boom, wood fire, boom, I create a couple sparks, boom, there we go, yeah. Start life over again, get a new business venture.
I gotta say, I'm not a businessman, but it's a hard sell to tell people, would you like your normal park experience, only you pay, and it's a lot more crowded than it normally is.
Yeah, but you say that as not a businessman.
I say that as not a businessman.
So there we go.
Yeah.
What if? And I may be just spitballing here. What if there's some sort of park that you go to, and the reason you pay is because while you're there, there's some sort of amusement.
Boring.
And
boring.
There's a lot of like younger people, just like a lot of PDA, just like maybe you win prizes, maybe you throw up. Maybe there's five flags. I don't know. Is that crazy?
Five flags?
What, you think six?
What, you say that, I'm just interested in something that's much more relaxing, chill. Like, give me just a couple of trees, give me a nice cedar with a point on top, and I'll be happy.
Oh, I can see a cedar's point. Or maybe even, I know there's a park that's on this island owned by a king, but he's a little territorial, so. But maybe this king's island is up for grabs.
But again, are you a businessman?
Yeah.
Noted.
Yeah.
If I attend your park of amusement, will I be able to eat an elephant ear, or it will just be some dough with some cinnamon on it? I want to eat an elephant's ear.
Like, again, my park has zero amenities.
All right.
But if you want me to get you some sort of elephant ear to eat, we can talk.
Yes, kill an elephant. Give me its ears.
So, Wade, can I ask a question that maybe is really obvious if you lived your whole life on Foon? So, you're a Phoenix.
Lives.
And you talk about your business failures that you sort of rise from the ashes of. But I guess I thought maybe you died. Like, when your businesses fail?
Yep. That's the good thing. Uh-huh. Trust me, you can't resell parks to people and not go insanely in debt.
Yeah.
The great thing about a Phoenix is that erases all of that.
Sure.
It's mostly a tax loophole. I mean, a lot of Phoenixes won't tell you this. They'll
sure.
say, oh, yeah, life is great. Here we go. Oh, you know, yeah, let me get a tattoo because everything is good. No, it's mostly a tax write-off and a loophole. That you are a new person, new soch, and you just start all anew. I mean, if this doesn't work, I mean, that's, you know, I'm going to be bummed. I'm going to have a couple pints over here. I'm going to go to that wood. I'm going to get some aromatic woods. I'm going to make it a nice ending. I mean, it is a nice death. Don't get me wrong. It's a nice one.
Uh-huh.
And then we start again tomorrow, and we do it all over again.
What is it like being dead?
Let me tell you this. It's cold.
Oh. You're there's a bird on fire, so, like, being cold has got to be real weird.
It's a weird feeling.
Yeah.
You look around, you look in the mirror, and you're like, why am I chilly? You're like, I shouldn't be chilly.
Yeah.
What's beautiful about it is that I become something anew.
Sure.
I take on a new name, a new form. But I still carry over the talents and the skills that I had beforehand. And so it's a...
Talents and skills?
Well... I have the ability to craft an expertise in things if I choose to and let that lay over time and time again.
Okay, I know a groundhog that happened to.
Yeah?
Yeah, he learned to play the piano. I think he, like, manipulated a woman.
Yes.
It didn't hold up.
Honestly, and I heard said tale of that.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a great idea. You know, yeah. I'm going to die. I mean, I've been on this earth for 112 years.
Yeah.
Like, I should learn how to play piano. Didn't stick. Just not interested.
Arnie, didn't you say that there's a great pianist on earth, Jerry Lee Lewis, who sang about fire and also he got married, right? To someone normal?
Yeah. There's a pianist on earth named Jerry Lee Lewis who had great balls of fire. And if I remember correctly, which I probably don't, He married his underage cousin.
Oh
yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Is that something that happens up there on Earth? Is that...
You know, we like to think it doesn't. And, you know, in my world, I think we're pretty confident that it happens less than it used to. But I don't know if it happens enough less.
Should I read? We do have a quick email here. Is there time for a quick email?
Yeah.
This is from Alexandra M. Richardson. Says, Evan Hansen. Evan Hansen is a lonely window washer, longing to be on the other side, constantly waving though those windows he painfully washes, hoping to make a meaningful connection in this world.
Oh.
Is that a question?
We were trying to figure out who Evan Hansen was.
Oh. I wasn't here for that.
Does that answer it? Or are you left long wanting more information?
Maybe you need more context to understand it, you know? Maybe when you explain something, you're like, that seems weird. But then you go and you watch it and you're like, yes, that was weird, but I enjoyed it more than I thought. Which brings me back to the fact that many of you tonight are here with someone who dragged you here. Wait, I've got a question for you.
Wait. Are a lot of these people here against their will?
Seems like a strange assumption to make.
I don't know. I come from a different world, and I come from a part of that world called the Midwest, and we make a lot of assumptions.
Get out of here, cranes! Shoot! Shoot!
From the part of...
So, wait, someone just yelled cranes. If we have cranes and we're all whooping, let's all whoop. Sorry, just giving some feedback to the cranes. They're a silly bird.
Now, Wade, I want you to feel better about yourself.
Thank you.
I know you're about to die, that you failed once again. But in your new life, I want you to think about what you might be next. Maybe you don't want to start a business. Maybe you just need to get a job. Maybe you need to become a great author or a fighter who fights off evil.
That's inspiring and all, but I was thinking of trying to sell vodka to elves. Like elven vodka?
Yeah.
I mean, Just throw me a bone, guys.
What?
If you got a half a nugget idea, I mean, I wake up in this new body, and I'm searching. I just, you know what it's like to have that desire to just stand out, to have that thing that like that people need. That you walk in there and you see somebody who has a need, and you're like, you want. Sticky cheese, and you want to cook your own meats, and you want to sit and talk to somebody in a romantic atmosphere, and then Joe Fondue walks in and he creates that, and he fills that hole. And I want to fill that hole. Arnie, how do you fill the hole?
I don't know how to fill holes. I just know how to fall through them.
Hey. That's the saddest thing I've ever heard. But also...
Yay. No, you have stumbled upon the very thing. We need a hole. We need you not to fill a hole, Wade. We need you to create a hole. A hole back to Earth. A way to return to Arnie's home world so that we may fight the void here and there. Yea, we shall rise up. And I shall gather all the elves and dwarves and humans and fighters and archers and orcs and trolls. Yea, e'en they shall come to our aid in this darkest time. And we shall rise up and destroy all that do stand in our way. And then the children of Foon and Earth shall be safe at last.
Usador, you know that I would really love for someone to make a hole so that I could get back to Earth, but come on, like, clearly Wade's kind of a fuck-up.
Yeah, also, in your list of people to call to aid, you say fighters and then you say otters, which I think a lot of otters are disrespected by. Otters can be fighters.
Also, guys, we're standing in the middle of the table right now.
Oh! I got excited and I stood up on the table.
Sorry. Let's get off this table. Guys, did I mention back on my world I was an improviser?
Wow.
That was one of my. I opened an improv theater.
That lasted a month and a half. Yeah.
The audience, they were just like, why don't you just write something funny? I was like, no, it's fun because you have to be there. And then people stop being there.
Yeah. It's like, pay us. And then the joy is in the inconsistency. Fuck you.
You get to watch the sausage being made. Yeah. It's like, but I want to buy sausage.
Yeah.
I don't need to watch the process of it all.
Yeah.
Wade, I feel like you're convincing yourself that after you die, you're coming back as a completely different person. But it sounds like you're coming back as the same person and doing the same, making the same mistakes over and over again.
Yeah, I gotta be me.
Checks out.
But if there's ever an excuse to shake it up a little bit, isn't it death? Isn't death nature's way of saying, get out of business?
I mean, that's not the first time I've heard that, sure. Yeah, death gives you the opportunity to choose a new path in life. And with somebody who's made so many poor decisions going down the same path over and over and over and over again, when I die and I have an opportunity to go down a different path, tomorrow I think, maybe I'll just check out that one path one more time to make sure there's nothing down there.
Wayne, can I offer you some advice in two words? Tomorrow, salad.
Tomorrow, salad.
Tomorrow, salad. I think that will...
I see it. It's a great business opportunity. It's salad for tomorrow, right? So it's like leaves that they aren't fully grown yet.
No.
Or they're like meat that's not totally cooked yet. Yeah. Again, I'm pulled back to this fondue, I gotta tell you.
I think there is something brilliant in this, because if you ask somebody, and I'm a great example of this, hey, do you want to have a salad right now? They'll say, no. But if you say, hey, do you want a salad tomorrow? They'll be like, yes. Yes, I do. Sell them tomorrow's salad.
It's a beautiful scam.
All well, tomorrow's salads. That's I like that.
Tomorrow's salad.
Tomorrow
it's like salad. It's like the. I saw. Did you see the hilarious sign over there by the bar that said, "Beer's free tomorrow"?
Shit, we should come back tomorrow.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
The bartender said, "Wait a. It was a good 7-minute conversation where he explained to me that wasn't a promise. It was a joke."
No.
Oh wait, it is a trap. For if I come back tomorrow, the sign will not have changed.
Yeah, that's what he was explaining to me over there at the bar, yeah. Uh-huh.
Speaking of business opportunities, we should probably hear from a sponsor.
Yeah, yes, you're right, that's right. I'm very excited, we have some new sponsors. So let's hear from some sponsors in Foon that are supporting this podcast.
Hi, I'm Randall Salamanda.
And I'm Iguana Karenina.
We're upstanding citizens of Foon. We've lived here all of our lives. Don't believe us? Our kids are dead.
Checks out. We're here to tell you, the people of Foon, that other dimensions are not real.
If you come across someone claiming to be from another dimension, know that they are lying. There are no worlds other than our own.
Anyone claiming they fell through a portal behind a Burger King or any other fast food establishment is making the story up. They are not your friend, no matter what position they poop in.
If you hear anyone claiming to be from another dimension, simply put your fingers in your ears and announce loudly and clearly, I am alone, I have always been alone, all other people are illusions I have created for myself. It'll work a charm.
So this has been us, two real citizens of Foon, who are definitely whatever names we gave at the start of the scene. And not Jeffrey and Joseph of Welcome to Night Vale.
Hello? Mysterious kidnapper? Are you home now?
Well, I realize I don't usually comment on the advertisements that appear in the middle of the show, but that was weird.
It's a little weird for me to sell ad time to people who are really questioning my very legitimacy, no question. But you know what? Their money spends like anybody else's.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This might seem like a bit of a tangent, but is anyone else's microphone really sticky? This is so sticky.
Nope.
Go on.
Arnie, go ahead and introduce.
There's no way that's not your fault.
Wait, did you find my... Oh, no. I'll keep looking.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, cranes. Oh.
Well, anyway, I'm very excited. I met a sort of... glowing orb, I guess, is the best way to describe her. She calls herself a will-o-wisp. And so I'm very excited to learn more from Janet, the will-o-wisp.
Ooh, it's a beautiful glowing orb.
Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
The will-o-wisp.
Oh my God, look, yeah. It's just floating lights.
Hi, wow. Honey, how are you? You're cute.
I'm cute?
What are you, some kind of fucked up skunk? Or
that's exactly what I am. That's exactly what I am.
Yeah, like
a fucked up skunk.
That's nice.
You're cute too, you're glowing, you're effervescent.
I'm a will-o-wisp, I glow. Wow. I'm a glowing orb ghost from the swamp. Maybe you've seen me there?
I think I've seen you in this sort of like pulsating come hither.
That's me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
I gotta ask. I've seen the pulsating and the come hither nature of it all. I didn't know if it was offensive if I hithered or if it was offensive if I decided not to hither. I wanted to do it correctly, but I honestly stood in place because I felt either direction I was doing something wrong.
For sure you should hither.
I should hither?
What our job is basically is to, since we're dead... And we're...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I've been there.
Yeah.
So have I.
They have so much guest death in this episode. You're glowing lights that sort of try to lure people into the swamp?
I don't lure people. I'm a helper. I died when I was going out one night to see my professor.
Oh.
And I was going through the forest, then I went through the swamp, and I...
Hold up.
Sure.
Why were you going to see your professor?
Well, I'd recently become engaged, and I wanted to go tell him the news.
Oh.
So I heard this kind of, like a clicking sound.
Uh-huh.
Click, 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 click. And when you hear a clicking sound, you want to find out what it is.
Yeah, you got to find that out.
You got to find out what that is. Well, it depends.
You got to find that out.
Yeah,
where's that
you must know.
What the clicking sound is.
If I'm in a swamp, I hear a clicking sound, I'm like, I don't want to know what that is.
Well, then you suck at being in swamps.
Well, I went to find the sound, and I fell down a click hole.
Oh.
Sure.
Was there some... So the clicking was like bait?
Well, I fell down the hole and I just have been searching for a long time. And then I kind of went whoop. And I was suddenly floating in a boggy swamp. And I feel that my job is to help guide others. So when you see me, you should... There's lots of cool places in the swamp that you should go and visit. Have you been out to the swamp?
No. No, I have not.
You should come to the swamp with me. You should come to the swamp. Would you like to take a nice walk?
Oh, you do not know me. This just seems to get less and less appealing.
It's just two, three miles tops. Nice.
Two or three miles? Yeah. You'll have to forgive him. He just ate like it's his last meal. Yeah.
There's a good chance he'll fall asleep in that chair and just wake up there and start doing this podcasting thing again tomorrow morning.
Well, what are some of the cool things that I'm missing out in the swamp?
Well, we see a lot of body dumps.
Which I tried to market that for a while, and it did not work.
When you say body dumps...
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
It's one of the best places to put them.
Oh, so there's
a lot of kids.
Oh.
What else are you gonna do with them? Throw them in the swamp.
That's true, man. This magical world is tough.
It's not so bad. Then you got me. I'll glow. You can read by me. Bring a book. I'll glow.
That's true.
Yeah, you should come. Come to the swamp.
Arnie, go to the swamp.
Go to the swamp, Arnie.
There's all kinds of fun stuff there. There's a swamp meet. Oh, cranes. Hungry cranes. You sit on our chunk. Wait, have any of you spent any time in the swamp?
Are you asking if I've been there for the body dumps?
Wait, that was not what I was asking, but now
I haven't been to a swamp. Why are you putting it on everybody that we're all hanging out at swamps by the body dumps?
Yeah, I've dumped some bodies in the swamp.
Yeah.
I thought I recognized you.
'Tis mine right, as a defender and the champion of Foon, to smite those who are evil and who do stand against us. And when I strike them down, I do not leave their bodies lying in the middle of the street of Foon. Nay, I respectfully drag them to the swamp. I say one word of kindness to them. Good riddance. That's two words. Don't mince my words. And then I spit in the swamp.
You always gotta spit in the swamp. It's good luck.
Yeah. And then the swamp spits back at you. That's extra good luck.
You spit in the swamp, swamp spits at you.
Yeah.
That sounds awful. Same thing when you cook. You should kiss the pan kisses you.
What?
Usador, come here.
Yeah, yeah. Look, let's get on the table where no one can hear us.
Look. I love it when Chunt tries to explain things to me, but he's kind of a fucking idiot.
Huh? That's why you're best friends.
That's right.
And my best friend is a pile of fuels.
Hey, you two want to get off the table? I think he's on to us. Wow, it's the same height as before. That's... That object worked out great.
That object worked so good, it makes me reconsider that improv thing.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm just saying, if you get into improv, I had a similar experience to what happened just now. You could hear up to two people clap.
Up to two.
So, Janet, I guess my question about luring people in the swamp is like, what's in it for you?
I want to show people a good time. It's nice in the swamp. It's hot, it smells like shit, and dead children. Did you kill anybody recently? You kill anybody ever?
Oh, you killed that teenager in the dungeon, remember?
Oh, yeah.
She did not stay dead.
And doesn't recently, mean you didn't kill her.
Recently, we definitely haven't killed anyone.
No, just off the top of my head, we didn't kill Blemish, we didn't kill fucking philosophy guy. We didn't. We didn't kill
King Belleroth.
King Belleroth. We didn't kill Fleek, the guy who sells his teeth.
Oh,
I could go on forever about all the people we didn't kill.
These are all people you didn't kill
recently.
Right.
Okay. Didn't you ever just want to get outdoors?
I mean, tomorrow.
Wait, get up on the table.
Holy shit, I so much believe more that Wayne got up on the table than that Arnie got up on the table. Well, hold on. I feel like me and Wade would have a similar impact.
Arnie, get up on the table.
What? Get up on the table.
I think
so
when you're
tired.
I think when you come back to life.
It's
I think when
step.
You come back to life, start tomorrow's salad, but also add a service. Tomorrow, take a walk. People are paying you for all the things they know they should be doing tomorrow.
Tomorrow's salad. Tomorrow's walk. Tomorrow's taxes.
Yes. All the things they don't want to do. Make them pay you to tell them that you'll do it tomorrow, but you don't actually ever have to do it. Arnold will give you all of his money.
This it's genius.
It's genius. Let's go back.
I wish I could hear it. I wish I could hear what they were saying, but they were up on that table.
May I ask a question, Will-o'-the-Wisp? Do the people you'd lure into the swamp, do they come back out of the swamp?
Ooh, good question.
Who wants to leave the swamp?
Okay, there it is.
I've heard a lot of talk recently.
Mm-hmm.
There's talks of draining the swamp?
I've heard this. There are a lot of rumors about draining the swamp. I'll tell you, the swamp has never been busier.
Really?
Yeah.
The swamp has never been swampier.
Absolutely. If you say, are you looking to get into business?
I was just curious. It's like, if I'm going to go to the swamp, I've heard talk that it's not even going to be there anymore. But you're telling me that it's worse or better than before?
This is the time to get into the swamp.
Yeah?
You want to do some business, you get to the swamp right now.
Well, I'll go to the swamp tomorrow.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Well played.
Wait. Another reason this is a great business plan for you is you can say, like, if you don't like this, I'll pay you back tomorrow. And then you'll be dead and you'll just be a different person.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty sweet. Yeah.
That's just like that plan you had where you kept borrowing money for a cheeseburger and you said you'd gladly pay the person back. Which is a real dick move, Arnie.
Well, and frankly, it's a little wimpy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's nothing I can add to that at this point. I'll just fiddle with my tie.
Oh, wait.
That's why I never talk about things three in threes. Arnie, get up on the table.
So what happens down here when people are on the table?
I think we just sit back, we relax, and we have those in-depth discussions about life, love, and sadness that we've been meaning to have and just dancing around it.
Wonderful. Anyway. I'm terribly sad.
Okay. Sean, I wish I could hear what they're saying, but we're on this table.
Yeah. I can't hear anything up here.
I know. But you know what?
What?
This is a safe place for us. No one can hear what we're saying.
This is a safe place for us?
Yeah.
I always wanted a safe place. I wanted a safe place where I would be found, and you will be found.
Is this like an Evan Hansen thing? Awesome.
So,
and that's what a soul sounds like when it cries.
Oh.
What? Terrible. I missed that.
So sad.
Oh.
So sad.
So you're a Will-o'-the-Wisp.
Mm.
Do you know a Tara-the-Wisp?
Do I know a Tara-the-Wisp?
Tara-the-Wisp? No? Let's go to an email.
Sure.
I have an email.
I heard Grace of the Wisp is back.
Who?
Grace of the Wisp.
Oh, yes.
Will of the Wisp and Grace of the Wisp used to be together years ago. You haven't heard Grace is back. You ever? I for one wanted Grace of the Wisp to come back.
So there's
back.
A Willow and a Grace of the Wisp.
Yes, there's a Willow, the Wisp, and a Grace of the Wisp.
I'd watch that. Guys, I can't. I'm not getting any of these Wisp things, and yet I desperately want to add one. Well, let's go to email here. We have an email from John Daly. It says, 12 deaths of Wayne. What are the 12 deaths of Phoenix Wayne?
Can we say that one more time?
What are the 12 deaths of Phoenix Wayne? I think earlier you mentioned you've died 12 times.
Yes.
Yeah. And in case you're confused, I know your name is Wade, but you used to
I
be
was Wayne. Dwayne.
Yeah.
Carmichael. I was Jackson when that was a thing, when everybody was Jackson. You remember when everybody was Jackson, right? I was a Paul. I was a Nevins. I was a Sue for a bit. I was a Suzette for a bit. Then I went back to Sue, but I spelled it differently. One was S-U-E. The other was S-U-E.
There you have it. 12 names.
Joel,
12
and
names.
And then a Paul. Yeah.
That's what they asked for, 12 names.
Yeah. So I was yeah.
Oh, I knew you when you were a boy named Sue.
Yes. My dad gave me that name.
I'm sure he did.
Yes.
It seemed like a mean thing to do. But I bet it toughened you up.
You know what? It didn't. It did not. You would think, my dad said it, it'll make you a tough man. I met him once, because he left me and it was a terrible thing. And I wept. I never saw him again, but soon thereafter, I took a little trip to the swamp and everything was better and I moved on.
Oh.
I killed my dad.
Oh.
But guess what happens? You can get, when a phoenix gets the chair, boy, you rise right out of that thing, and then you sell people parks for $20 a head.
Wow. Yeah, do you have the chair on Earth?
The what?
The chair?
What's the chair on Foon?
Did you say you got the chair?
I got the chair. It's sometimes people are sentenced to death and they get the chair. What happens is, it's frightening. They take you into a room and there's a chair right there and they lock you into it and then you wait for 15 days until you just become emaciated and you die.
Oh.
They don't even lock you in. It's just such a comfortable chair. You just want to sit in that chair.
Yeah.
It hits all the right spots. You're like, I'm hungry, I should eat, but you're like, this chair, I just don't want to get up from this chair.
Wait a second. On Foon, if you kill somebody, you get sentenced to a punishment where you just keep sitting in a chair. And you don't want to get out of the chair until you just eventually waste away and die?
Guys, am I in the chair?
Guys, I gotta get out of this chair.
Come to the swamp? Oh.
Go to the swamp. I've always been kind of a man of inaction. I remember being a child, like, sitting on my front step and kind of just looking out into a
field. That sounds about right.
Just looking out into a field and being like, what if I just started walking? Like, what would happen to me?
Is that supposed to sound deep?
I don't know. It was like I was really...
Is this like something you told girls in high school?
I was kind of scared that I would, right? Like, I was just sitting on the front step of my house being like, what if I kept walking? And I think I might.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Oh.
Ever. I almost never walked.
That was just a thought you had? It wasn't an action you put into place?
Yeah, guys,
That's not a story.
At best, it's a poem. And I don't even think it was that.
Guys, sure, maybe it doesn't seem exciting, but maybe it's like a literary short fiction.
Like a novella?
No, I don't know, like, there's just sort of like a contemporary short story that like would be in a short story collection.
No one wants that.
Guys, did I ever tell you about the time that I went to grad school for writing and then... I went to grad school in Usador's asleep.
What?
Usador, you fell asleep.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just so bored. I'm going to go talk to the cranes, I think, for a while.
He loves birds. He fell asleep, but luckily that microphone just stuck in his hand.
You sort of just went and sat amongst the people over there.
Hold on, Arnie, the cranes learned to clap.
The cranes learned to clap?
That's what I just said.
Hello. Are you a crane?
Sure.
Did you say sure?
I'm impressed that this crane said anything at all. What's your favorite part about being a bird?
Flying.
I love flying. I also love birds. Good job being a bird. You're much more interesting than Arnie. Thank you for talking to me.
Careful, watch the table, watch the table.
Watch the table, watch the table. Watch the table.
Careful the chair, there's a chair, watch the chair.
I'm just gonna walk over the table.
Careful when you're on the table. If you get stuck, well, we will not be able to hear your cries for help.
Let's read another email here. We have an email from Bret Hart. Bret Hart? That can't be right.
Bret Hart?
Maybe. Wade's dead dad. Is Wade's dad a phoenix? Because if so, did he rise from the ashes of the swamp?
Oh, shit.
Huh.
Wade, if your dad's a phoenix and you killed your dad, he might be coming to get you.
What? My dad, I had... That's a dark place to be. He had his strengths. He created a university that people didn't have to go to.
Well, I mean, that's every university.
But for some reason, it worked in this one.
Uh-huh.
Like, you could not go to it, still get what he would call a degree.
Uh-huh.
And people would pretend to accept it as valid as any other university. It was an amazing ruse. It was something that I find myself living in the shadow of. When I try to create my own creations, I see what he did. He sold nothing. And the ability to sell nothing is the greatest trick of them all. If I could sell that emperor clothes, I would do it. But he's already got a pair.
He already has a pair of clothes. What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
Wade, I think...
The man has two clothes.
That's it. He's done.
Once you get two clothes, you're done.
Wade, is it possible the problem is that you're obsessed with your dad's pair?
What? My dad had a hell of a pair. To make that very clear. And I wish I had the pair my dad had, but sometimes you can't live in the past. You have to live in the future. Because the present is too gosh darn hard.
Tomorrow salad. I have another email here. I feel like these are all fake names. From Scott Zibel. How do I become a will-o-wisp?
Die in the swamp is a good way to start.
Did you have an inner light before you died and became a will-o-wisp?
I think so. I mean, my professor was actually from your father's university.
No.
Yeah. I went to University of Phoenix.
Did you?
Yes. That's part of the reason I couldn't find the fucking place. But I had aspirations and I had dreams, and I think those dreams are what lifted me out of the gaseous bog of swamp and turned me into a glowing ball. Mm. Maybe it's not that great.
Oh, no, we think it's wonderful. We think it's wonderful you lead people to their deaths in the swamp.
Yeah,
I think it's nice of you to
What a wonderful calling.
Yeah, somebody's got to do that. That's something that I would support. Well, I think we're all excited about going to the swamp, too.
Oh, I definitely want to go to the swamp.
You guys
want
to go to the swamp with me?
Yeah, we can figure out a time.
Will you all go to the swamp with me?
Yeah, we're thinking maybe, tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah. I'm free tomorrow.
Swamp tomorrow.
Yeah.
Y'all go to the swamp with me tomorrow?
Swamp tomorrow. We'll make a sign and we'll hang it up.
Yeah. We'll get some free beer. We'll take it to the swamp.
And we'll eat salad.
You guys promise?
Yeah, you can carve it in stone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so great of you. I'm so glad I came here.
Yeah. Guys, I'm glad we're able to solve all of our problems.
I haven't solved any of mine. There's still evil in the world.
But you know what? We'll defeat that evil tomorrow.
That's right. Tomorrow the sun shall rise again, and so shall Usador, and he shall prepare to fight. He shall gather his sword and his staff,
and his stalwart band of friends, and together they shall overcome evil.
You're right, Usador. The sun will rise again tomorrow. You can bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun.
Tell me more.
Tomorrow?
When I think of a day that's, I don't know.
Let's all get up on the table.
Yeah, let's all get up on the table. Oh!
Oh, man, it is different up here.
When I think of a day that's... What's the color?
Gray.
Gray.
Gray. And, something.
And lonely.
I'll just lift
pick
up my chin,
chin.
Yeah.
And grin. And say...
Tomorrow. Guys, we should all learn how to sing tomorrow.
Yeah, boy, tomorrow
singing lessons.
Tomorrow singing lessons.
Well, thank you, everybody. And thank you. That is, we are Hello from the Magic Tavern.
And as we're all very much aware, none of that really happened. This was just human actors in a convention hall filled with people wondering if they should have attended the panel on Black Mirror. As far as our actors, Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. And if you're wondering... Yes. And that costume was sewn out of very real baby blankets. And I can testify for real that that beard smells like cat pee. Chunt, the fucked up skunk, was played by Adil Rafai. And if you're still wondering, Dear Evan Hansen is a Tony Award winning musical, and that's why you always keep a homosexual handy. Joseph Fink and Jeffrey Craner were played by Joseph Fink and Jeffrey Craner, creators of Welcome to Night Vale. Wade the Sad Phoenix was played by none other than Congested Scarecrow Jordan Klepper. Host of The Opposition with Jordan Klepper on Comedy Central. It's different than the Colbert Report, but we're still not sure how. Do make sure and catch his one-man Harley Quinn drag show Wednesday nights at the Duplex. Finally, Janet, the Will-O-The-Wisp, was played by Maureen Johnson. Author of many volumes of young adult fiction. Follow her on Twitter at Maureen Johnson. And now, as a final word, tomorrow, salad. And I can finally say to you, fly, cranes, fly!
Whoa there, not so fast. Greg again. One more quick thanks to New York Comic Con and everyone at Reed Pop. Make sure to check out The Opposition on Comedy Central, which has a lot of Magic Tavern guests working in front of and behind the camera. Also check out Jeffrey and Joseph's new book, It Devours, a mystery thriller set in the world of Welcome to Night Vale, which is out now. And Maureen's new book, Truly Devious, which comes out January 16th. Wow, what a literary group of guests. And Tim Sniffen had an essay run by The New Yorker last week called Retirement Planning versus Quest for the Amulet of Nargoth, Which is Right for Me? Wait, Tim Sniffen? Who's... Oh, right. Expendable Identity Number 867B. Pretty sneaky, boss. Anyway, follow him on Twitter at Mr. Sniffen. All spelled out. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Ryan DiGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at HelloFromTheMagicTavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf. Ugh, why is my console covered in steamboat lubricant?
Shimol Yai. And I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.